Begin the current Daf Masechta Shavuos Daf Chof Aleph. Begin 6 lines down with the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion with the previous Daf, and that is the Gemara had quoted qualifying the different types of Shavuos and the types of Azharas, the warnings that they have, which the Edom who are warning have to warn with that Pasuk in the Torah. Rav Dimi had said on the previous Daf a version from Rabbi Yechanan that if someone says in the future tense a Shavuos Bitoy, I will eat or I will not eat, that's known as a Shavuos Sheker. And if he says in the past tense, I ate or I didn't eat, that's a shvur shav, because the moment he says it, he's lying, it's in vain. And if someone says a kainam, a neder vow, and he violates that, that's forbidden in the pasuk of lo yachal devar. And that thing more continues on Ardaf, and kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, Amr b'yirmir, Amr b'vo, it's the name of a b'vo, a different version from Amr b'yichna. He says, if a person says, ochalti v'lo yachalti, I ate or I didn't eat, so that he learns, not like the way Rav Dimi's version, that that's considered Shvur Shav. He says, no, that's considered Shvur Sheker. It's not in vain. It's not something, as he'll explain, that when something's patently a lie, rather, it's not so obvious, but the second he's saying it, he's lying. That's a Sheker. That's a false oath, Vasatari, and that's warned from the Pasuk. Milaysi Shavu Bishmila Sheker. Do not swear my name falsely. The way he understands the Pasuk, in his version of Rabbi Yechanan, is that the moment that you're taking the oath, it should not be coming out as a lie, which is regarding something that already was in the past tense. Eichel v'lo eichel, if he says regarding the future, I will eat or I will not eat, that, because since he's already using l'sishav v'bishmila sheker for the past, unlike Rav Dimi who used it for the future, he learns the warning of the future of I will do, I will not do, is eichel v'lo eichel devarei. He violates, do not profane his words, which is in the future tense. Because if it would have been something that already was chal, that already was happened, that already was profane. So therefore, this is a warning regarding the future. Not like Rav Dimi, who had learned it for the halachas of Nedarim, of Kainim. Ve'ezu hishvur shav, what's the pasuk of in vain, where Rav Dimi had already learned even a few past tense oath he already called in vain. According to this version of Ravin, that's not considered in vain. It's called Shvur Sheker. So what is a Shvur Shav? That's Nishba Lashanis Esiyadu L'Adam. That's if someone swears to make an oath, which is switching something which is obvious to man. I swear that this is a man when everyone knows it's a woman. That is what's a Shvur Shav. A different interpretation, a different classification than the way Rav Dimi had said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Now, Amar Papa, he says, Hadar Abavo. This teaching of Abavo, because this was Ravin who was saying over the name of Rabbi Yirmi in the name of Rabbi Vo, who said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that saying a false oath of a chalti below a chalti is called a shvur sheker, says Rabbi Papa, lav beferish itmer. It wasn't that Rabbi Vo had explicitly said in this wording, the way he's being quoted over here, as if he said clearly that this is the halacha, that a chalti below a chalti is shvur sheker, and that shvur shav is only if you say on something that's obviously a clear out lie. Rather, it was inferred. And that is, Rabbi Yirmiya had heard Rabbi Vo in a certain halacha that he was explaining from Rabbi Yechanan regarding a Shvur Sheker. And Rabbi Vo had explained what's that Shvur Sheker of a Chalti v'lo Echalti. From that halacha, Rabbi Yirmiya inferred in the name of Rabbi Vo, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that must be that a Chalti v'lo Echalti is a Shvur Sheker. So what's that inference? So the Gemara says, the Amr of Idibar Oven, Amr of Amram, Amr Yitzchok, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Which it's the conclusion of this discussion, which is all the way at the end of this discussion, which is points out Rabbi Vo's halacha that was inferred the way this version of Ravin is saying it. But the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan is said as follows: Rabbi Yehuda Oymer Meshum Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, Kol Loisus Heshabat Torah, any negative prohibition in the Torah, if it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, if a person violates a negative prohibition through an action, Loikin Lavi gets lashes for it. V'she'ein b'maisa ain't Loikin Lav, but if it's a violation that is passive, there's no action to it, the person who violates it does not get lashes. Chutz, there's 3 exceptions. Minishba, from someone that takes an oath, and falsely. Umeimer, and if he does what's known as halach of Temura, trying to swap the sanctity of a carbon to another animal. Umakal is chaver b'shem, and someone who curses his friend with the designated name of Hashem, the Shem HaMayuchid, Hashem's ineffable name, for those 3, even though there's no action involved to it, he's going to be chayav a carbon. Now, this halacha is primarily discussed in the first Perek Masechtas Temura. And actually, there the Gemara explains the reason for why by Meimer and by Makal, that there he's going to be chayav a carbon, even though it's a lav shem b'maisa. Here, the Gemara only discusses the halacha of an oath, and that's because we just want to get to the end of it, which is where Bavo's halacha was being mentioned, which is where it was inferred that he holds the way this classification of a Rav and is quoting it in the name of Rabbi Yechonon. So on that, says the Gemara, Nishba Menalam. So where do we know regarding an oath that even though there's no Maisa, there's going to be lashes? So Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, because Amakra, the Pasuk says, Leisisa Hashem Alekecha Lashav. Do not carry the name of Hashem your God in vain, because Hashem will not absolve the person who does such a thing. Says the Gemara, Bezn Shalmala in Menachem Noisi. It's saying that the Lo Yanaka Hashem, the heavenly court will not cleanse a person for a false oath that he takes. Of a Bezn Shalmata, Malka Noisi, Menachem Noisi. But the court over here, even though, again, it's usually you would say a lav shema maisa, just saying words not considered an action, you wouldn't get lashes. The inference, however, from the pasuk tells you that the bezin over here will cleanse a person. How so? Because they'll give him a punishment. Which punishment? Lashes, and then they will cleanse. Bezin shel ma'ala not, Hashem not, but the bezin shel ma'ata will find a way to cleanse the person for his false oath. Now, Amalei Rabbi Abaye asked him, wait a second, Dilma hachi kamer rachmana, maybe what the pasuk is saying is, le'inaka klal, that he will not get cleansed at all. How do you know that the heavenly court will not, but the down here court will? Maybe it's that he will not be cleansed at all. And that's it, Abaya. Iksiv, and we quoted this on the end of the previous daf, Iksiv kilo yanaka, if it would say, because he's not going to be absolved, then it would be like you, it would be across the board. Hashtachsiv kilo yanaka Hashem, but now that it says, because Hashem will not absolve him, Hashem hu deinu menaka, it's only Hashem that will not cleanse him, av bezin shalmata malka noise menaka noise. But that inference tells us the court over here will give him lashes and will cleanse. So the Gemara continues, Ashkechan Shvur Shav. But that pasuk we find, halacha is regarding an oath in vain, which also has no action tied to it, that, okay, over there, the person will get lashes. But Shvur Shekhar and all, how do you know the same thing would apply even to a false oath, which is not an oath in vain, which is a different halacha known as Shvur Shekhar, not Shvur Shav, which is getting close to the halacha we're discussing, where that was a machlekes Rav Dimi and Ravin in the teaching of Rabbi Yechonon, what do we call a Shvur Shekhar? And that says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechonon did they amr. So Rabbi Yechonon himself said, not in the name of Shimon ben Yochai as we quote him before, because it says in that same pasuk, Lashav, Lashav, Shteipam. In that pasuk it says two times in Shmai's Perchav, Pasuk Zayin, it says the word in vain twice. Now, why I say twice? So says Rabbi Yechonon, Imeina inyan l'shvur shav, if the second time is not coming to teach us regarding an oath in vain, because it already says once in the pasuk the word shav, Tnei inyan l'shvur shekhar. So place it for the halacha of a false oath. It's teaching you that even a shvur shekhar, even though there's no action, there's going to be an absolvement by the lower courts. How so? By getting lashes. And that's the Gemara continues. V'havi bar Rebavon. Rebavon asked regarding this teaching of Rabbi Yechonon, Hai shvur shekhar hechidami. What is this case of a false oath, which is being learnt out from the extra word lashav in that pasuk to get lashes? So he explains his question. If it's told about a case of where he swears he's not going to eat and he does eat, which is a false oath, he falsifies what he has sworn. That's a negative prohibition that has an action. He violates it by his eating. Of course it's going to be lashes. You don't have to learn that out from Lashav. So what are you going to say? Where he took an oath that he is going to eat and he doesn't eat. On that asked Rabbi Avoh, Hai mi loike? Is that case, does he actually get lashes? But we had learned, if someone takes an oath, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. And the day passes by and he doesn't eat the loaf of bread. That they both, Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yechonon, both say that he does not get lashes. Why? For different reasons. He says the person does not get lashes because there's no action involved with it. Any negative prohibition that's violated without an action, there's no lashes. Rosh Lakish Amina, like he says, there's no lashes for a different reason, Mishum to have Asra Safik, because to get lashes, one has to have Asra get warned by witnesses. And it has to be a definite warning, which is obvious the person's about to do it. Here, it's only going to be a doubtful warning, because we're not sure, when we're warning him, if he's going to be violating this Shavu or not. Because he could say, you're warning me that I have to eat, but I didn't eat yet? I still have time in the day. Moreover, the one who's warning cannot be pinpointing the time when the day is ending to be able to warn him right then to say, hey, you got to eat, it's the end of the day. He can't be so precise. And therefore, at most, it's a doubtful hasra. Vasra asafik, leshma hasra, and the doubtful hasra is not called hasra. But one thing we see is that what's the case that we're adding a shavur shekhar? It can't be that I will eat and I don't eat, because there everyone agrees that there's no lashes. It can't be that I won't eat and I do eat, because then it's a lavshav by myself. Of course there's lashes. What's the case of Shruah Sheker being learned out from lashav lashav, that there's lashes? And on that, Rav Bevo, he had explained, he said, Tehei, let this halach of Rabbi Yechanan, a Shruah Sheker, which is being included from the word lashav lashav, to get lashes, ba'achalti v'lo yachalti. In the past tense, when he swears that I ate or that I didn't eat, which that's the halacha that we're telling you, that we see that he learns in Rabbi Yechanan, the Shvur Sheker is Achalti V'lo Yechalti, not like the Rav Dima's version, which was the Shvur Sheker is for the future, and that for the past tense, like Achalti V'lo Yechalti is Lashav. But the Gemara continues and says, U'mayishna, but what's the difference between this case of when he says, I will eat, and he doesn't eat? But all these cases are all Lav Shem B'maisa. So why, if you're saying Evan agrees when he says I will eat and he doesn't eat, that is not, like Rabbi Yechon himself said, he's not going to get lashes because lav shem b'maisa, why would Rabbi Yechon agree then when you say achalti v'lo achalti, there's also no action over there, why over there would there be lashes? On that Amar Rava, he says, because b'feirish ribsid Torah, because the Torah is explicitly coming to include a shvur sheker, doim alashav. From the fact that it uses the terminology of a second time shav in vain, which is coming to include another type of oath, which we're saying a shvur sheker, it compares it to precisely like the way a shvur shav is, which tells us, ma shav l'sha'avar, just like an oath in vain is in the past, meaning you're swearing it happened already. You're swearing that something that's obvious to people, where the oath is it's in vain already for what was, av sheker nami l'sha'avar. So too, the shvur sheker that's being included to getting malchus is for something that was, and not for a false oath for the future. And it was from that inference that Rabbi Yirmiyah had from Rabbi Avoh's teaching that you see that he holds in Rabbi Yechanan that achalti v'lo achalti is a shvur sheker. But now that we introduced the teaching of Rabbi Avoh, which was the source for this teaching of Ravin's version of Rabbi Yechanan, so the Gemara says, it's for Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Avoh. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, however, on Rabbi Avoh's teaching, which he, what it was explaining in this last point of Rabbi Yechanan, that he said that achalti v'lo achalti is a shvur sheker that you can mechayv malchus on, he asked from the Mishnah of Chav Zayin Mabez. Mishnah says, Shvur shlo echel kikerzu. If someone takes an oath, I swear I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. And again he says, Shvur shlo echel, I swear I'm not going to eat it. And again he says, Shvur shlo echel, I swear I'm not going to eat it. Three times. Which the Gemara later on is going to explain in the parak, why do you have to say three oaths? But either way, if v'achol, if he ends up eating it, in a chayv al-achas, so that says the Mishnah is only liable for one liability and the of the oath. And the reason for that is because a shvur is not chal on a shvur. Why if someone already took an oath on something, another oath cannot take effect in that same thing again. The reason for that is because the moment he takes the first oath, so he's already commanded from the Torah to fulfill his oath. And the Mishnah teaches whoever swears to fulfill a mitzvah is exempt. The shvur does not take effect. So therefore here, with already mitzvah from the first oath, that later oaths do not take effect. It's only chayiv one. Says the Mishnah, Zuhi shvuas bitur, this is what's known as a shvur bita, an oath of enunciation, which is a voluntary thing. You're saying for the future regarding something that I will not eat it, and then eats it. Where shechayav nas doin amakas, where if you did it deliberately, you're liable for lashes. Vashagos, if you did it by mistake, that's the carbon oil of a yard, that's the being chayv for carbon oil of a yard, depending on how much money a person has. That's what the Mishnah says. On that, as Rabbi Yirmiyah Terbavo, zuhi lemu'ute mai. When it says this is the case of shvur bita, that's the halachas, what's that excluding? Lav mu'uti achalti v'lo echalti. Sounds like, yeah, it's saying that only in the future tense, when he says, I'm not going to eat, and he does eat, that's when you have the halachas of shvur bitui, which is excluding when he says that I ate or I didn't eat, where they're deloy lucky that you're not going to have lashes, which contradicts Rabbi Avoh, who just said that the case of shvur sheker for chay, being chayiv malchus is achalti v'lo echalti. Says the Gemara, no, lemu'uti achalti v'lo echalti mikarban. Yeah, it's excluding when saying that this is Allah Shuruz Bita, which in the future tense, it's excluding that of the past tense, not of Malchus, because that it will get Malchus, but it's excluding it from the Allahs of carbon. And when it's saying Zuhi, it's going on the case of Shagaga. As the Gemara explains, Zuhi, this is the type of a case, Al Shagagasa carbon el biyard. If you do it by mistake, you can be Chayab carbon el biyard. Abel Chalti, Beloy Chalti. But if let's say someone says an oath for the past, which is, he says, I ate or I didn't eat, lo'i there, no, there's not going to be a liability for carbon, because Rabbi Shmuel, that Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shmuel later on, Daf Chav Zayin, Dama that he says in the later Mishnah, that in the chayiv, ella ala asad lavi, that you're not chayiv a carbon for Shavuz Biti, only regarding what's in the future, in contrast to the past, but this does not contradict Rabbi Avoh, what is in the past, achalti b'lechalti, will be liable for lashes if it's done deliberately. Now, on that, the Gemara continues on the base and asks, how can you say that? Ema Seifa, look at the end of that Mishnah, meaning that, which is the following Mishnah after that, which is Torah Nafchav Tesim and Alf. The next Mishnah says, what's a Shvur Shav, an oath in vain? So it says, if someone swears to change something which is obvious to a person, let's say it says regarding a pillar of stone, that it's out of gold. On that, the Mishnah says over there, Zuhi Shvur Shav, that's an oath in vain. Where if someone does deliberately, he's liable for lashes. Where if he does it by mistake, then he's going to be exempt from a carbon eil b'yard. Because carbon eil b'yard is owned by shvuas pitur, not by shvuas shav. Says the Gemara, zuhi lemeuti mai. When it says this is, what's that coming to exclude? My love, isn't it coming to lemeuti? It's coming to exclude achalti v'lo achalti. Meaning it's saying, regarding the past tense that you have this halacha, it's excluding something which is similar but different, which is also past tense, a shvur shav, a shvur sheker for the past, which it says I ate or I didn't eat. Whether it's not going to have the same halacha as this, what does it mean not the same halacha? Because although by shvur shav, you're chayiv, if you do it deliberately, are malkas, here by a shvur sheker, v'chati b'lechalti, is deloy loki, that you will not get lashes, because you do not expound lashav two times, like Rabbi Yechon was saying, Einoi le'inyan. So that contradicts what Rabbi was saying, that achalti v'lo achalti, you do get lashes. Says Gemara, loy, no. Zuhi, this when we say by a shav, this is the type of case that has this halacha, is going on the other element of the halacha. This is the ashagagasa patim carbon. That regarding when you do it by mistake, by shvur shav, that you're actually exempt from a carbon. But yeah, it's comparing the shvur shav, which is for the past tense, and also a shvur zbita of the past tense, which is achalti v'lechalti, that it's different. How's it different? Avalchalti v'lechalti is ashagagasa chayiv carbon. Because they actually, when you do by mistake, you actually are chayiv a carbon. Because that Mishnah is Rebbe Kiva. He's going like Rebbe Kiva, the mechayiv that says you are liable for a carbon on lisha avar for the, what was in the past, kelabal, like what's in the future, which is the halacha, we say shvur shtayim shenarba, we always say that, which is that the two which the Torah mentions of laba, of eating or not eating, is also lisha avar, the two in the past, which is achalti v'lo achalti. However, but even Rabbi Kiva agrees regarding a shvur shav that there is no liability for carbon, because although, as the Gemara tells us later on, he expounds the halachas of shvur from a riba miut and includes in the shvur spitoi even for what's for the past tense, but the miut of the halachas of shvur helps to exclude the halacha of shvur shav, because that's obviously something that's not possible, as the Gemara says later on the chavav men aleph, which when it says, and what's it excluding? It's excluding a mitzvah which is a shvur shav, where, because that's what the Mishnah is saying, that if someone swears to be mevatel a mitzvah, which that's like the halacha of shvur shav, that he's not going to be chayav a carbon for. So therefore, that Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva. That has the Gemara, ha'amet reish Rabbi Shmoli. But you already said that the previous Mishnah, which we're calling the reish of the next Mishnah, is considered as one Mishnah, was Rabbi Shmol. That's what we just explained, because we said on Amid Aleph, we said that regarding what's being excluded, we said, oh, you see that it's excluding, it's saying only in the future is going to be Shigasa carbon and Zedayna Makis. It's excluding Echalti Belechalti. You see that you don't get Malkis. The Gemara says, no. It's excluding Echalti Belechalti, not that you don't get Malkis. You do get Malkis the way Rabbi Boaz said, but it's excluding it from the halach of carbon. Who's that? That's like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds Echalti Belechalti is not Chayim carbon. So the Gemara says, so Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, but save Rabbi Kiva. So you're saying the Reisha is Rabbi Shmuel, and the save is Rabbi Kiva. How's that possible? How's one mission, like two different Tanoim, regarding if a Shvulisha Aver of Echalti Belechalti is Chayim carbon, Oil Begarid, by mistake or not? So that the Gemara answers, no, actually, Kul Rebbe Kiva. Both Mishnayis, Chav Zayin, Chav Tes, which we call the Reish and the Seif of the same Mishnah, it's all Rebbe Kiva. The Reisha, Lav Lamuh Ulti Achalti B'Lachalti B'Karban, and the Reisha, I mean the Mishnah of Chav Zayin, is not like the way we had answered before for Bavo, that it's excluding I ate or I didn't eat from a carbon. Ela Lamuh Ulti Eichel B'Lachal Mimalkas. It's actually excluding not even the case we always had assumed that it was saying, if a guy says, I'm not going to eat, and he does eat, which is a future tense, oh, that's when you chayiv zod malkis and shagi carbon. So we said, what do you mean? What's zuhi? It's coming to exclude past tense. And the Gemara says, no, actually, it's not even excluding the case of achalti b'lechalti, because that actually is not excluded. It actually has the same halachas as the future tense, to be chayiv a carbon and a malkis, like the Rebbe Vo had said. El Mu'udi, rather, it's coming to exclude oichel v'loi ochel mi malkis. It's coming to exclude a case when the guy says, I will eat, and he doesn't eat. That there he's not going to be chayv malchus, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. Zuhi, this is the case. Which case? When he says, "I will not eat," and he ends up eating. That's when the Mishnah says he's mechayv if he does liberally a malchus, because that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. There's an action that he's violating with. But when he says, "I will eat," and he doesn't eat, then he's not going to get lashes, as we said, either because of Hasra Safik or because of Lav Shein Bebeisa. Aval carbon mechayiv. But regarding a carbon, then that case is going to be chayiv, but it's being excluded from the halacha as a malchus, but it's not going back on even the chatib lechati, only going on, I will eat, and he doesn't end up eating. To which the Gemara asks, Umayshna, what's the difference? In other words, where do you see from the Mishnah that it's excluding, as the Gemara is answering right now, the case of I will eat and he doesn't eat? Maybe it's like we had been asking, that's excluding even the case of I ate or I didn't eat, and then you would have the question that we're asking. And actually, as the Bach adds on, because then we would be able to say that the Reisha is similar to the case of the Sefer, that both of them are excluding the case of Achalti v'lo Yechalti. The Reisha would be excluding the Halacha of Malkus, and the Sefer would be excluding the Halacha of Karbon, like Rabbi Kiva. But basically, the question of the Gemara is, but where do you see fit? How do you know? Wouldn't it sound like when it's saying that case of I will not eat and I do eat, it's excluding both, excluding everything but that Halacha. Both the case of I will eat and he doesn't eat, and also the case of achalti b'lechalti, which my answer is no. Mistabra koi b'lahaba memait laba. It's logical to say that if the case we're describing is in the future tense, which is the case of the Mishnah over there, which says that I will not eat and he does eat, that we're excluding a case when saying this is the case, also something for the future tense, which is I will eat and he doesn't eat. That's where he's not going to be chayv malchus. Again, either because lav shem b'mayis or because it's sra sufik. What, you think he's going to be talking about a case in the future tense and it's going to exclude something from the past tense? It's not even the same context, and therefore we're saying it's not excluding a chatib lechalti, and therefore it doesn't contradict Ravo. Ravo's halacha could be correct, which again was the source of this teaching of Ravin, which is how you qualify a shvur sheker in the name of a biyachin, and that it's even for a chatib lechalti, and that for that case, you're chayv malchus, because we learn that leshav leshav two times. Now the Gemara resumes discussing the halacha of our Mishnah, that Rabbi Kiva had said, Shvuah Shloi Eichel, if someone takes an oath, I'm not going to eat, V'achal and he eats, Kol Shu, even a minute amount, Chayiv is going to be Chayiv for the Isser of Shvuah's Bitu for violating his oath. B'chul, etc., where the Chacham said, where do we ever find that you're Chayiv for an eating? Any Achil of Isser has to be at least a Kazayis. How can you say such a thing that Shvuah's Bitu, you can be Chayiv even for eating a minute amount? Now, Ibailu had the following question. Rabbi Kiva had says in the Mishnah that any type of eating of an oath is going to be liable even for a minute amount. B'chola terakula, regarding the rest of the Torah, we're getting eating anything else that's forbidden, chazer, nevel, whatever it is. There also Kerib Shimon severely, he holds like Kerib Shimon to mechayiv b'mashu, that he says that any eating of the Torah that's forbidden is even a minute amount. To sound like Linda Bryce, Kerib Shimon, I mean, he says, kol shuhu, even a minute amount of any prohibited food item, lamakis, to get lashes, of let's say he was warned that if he does, he's going to get lashes, is going to be even minute amount. And we didn't say that for forbidden foods, you have to have eaten at least a measurement of an olive size. That says Rabbi Shimon, that was elalit in your carbon. That was only regarding if he does it by mistake of a chiv that this covers, that then he's going to be liable for chiv of carbon. And maybe that's what Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon. And therefore over here, even though we're talking about for a carbon, but the carbon of Shvuah is because of switching of the oath that he had made, not keeping to what he to his word. Now, since the eating is generally considered eating, even minute amount, like Rabbi Shimon holds, forget about carbon, any isser, the liability is for, let's say, Malkus, even minute amount. So here where a person makes himself forbidden in his oath, it's going to be even for minute amount. So when he eats even a minute amount, he was already machlev Shvuah, so he really didn't fulfill his oath. And therefore, says the Gemara, if that would be that Rabbi Kiva is like Rabbi Shimon, truth is that Rabbi Kiva should have disagreed with the Chachamim even in general regarding other prohibited items regarding the halacha of lashes, which is the same machlokes Rabbi Shimon has with Rabban, and Rabbi Kiva should have had with them too. Why did Rabbi Kiva only have his machlokes with Rabban over here in the context of halachas of Shavuos? That was to teach us the strength of the opposing opinion of the Rabbanan. Because even though you could say, since if, let's say, someone specifies, I'm taking an oath, I'm not going to eat even a minute amount, and he eats a minute amount, that everyone agrees Chayiv is going to be liable because he's not keeping to the oath that he had taken. So you would say, maybe Stam Nami Chayiv, that even if, let's say, any time someone takes an oath without specifying, his intention is not regarding the eating that's mentioned in the Torah, rather after how the common usage of people to talk is, which when they say they're not going to eat, they mean even a minute amount, they're not going to eat at all. Kamash Malon de Patri. That's what the Rabbanan's opinion is teaching, that no, that you're going to be exempt, because they hold that no, the person's intention is only for the measurement of eating, which the Torah tells us that measurement of eating is with a gezeis. But Rabbi Akiva himself, he doesn't hold the halacha is only in Shavua. He holds like Rabbi Shimon, that even Kol Torah Kula the halacha is that you chayv even b'kol Shavua. Only arguing with the Rabbanan regarding Shavua, because to say the strength of the Rabbanan, that they hold even over here, where you could think and hear that to say that here would be different, they say that no, it's still going to be have to be with a gezeis. That's one option. Oidam, or maybe, but Amak Rabbanan Sirilei, no, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds generally, and regarding all other Yisroom in the Torah, holds like Rabbanan, that you have to have a measurement of a gezeis, not like Rabbi Shimon. And the reason why we hear that he holds you can be chayiv in the shvu even a kol shu is ha'ilam afarish chayiv, just like we explained for what we would have thought Rabbanan's opinion is. That's what we would be saying to Rabbi Akiva is his opinion, that since if someone specified regarding an oath, I'm not going to eat, I swear even just a small little piece, everyone agrees he's liable because that's what the oath was. So stam nami chayiv. So therefore, even unspecified, it's like he specified because his intention was even minute amount. What's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva? Is it only over here in shvuas? Or is it even a general halacha in Kol Torah Kula like Rabbi Shimon? So the Gemara says, Tashma, come in here, let's prove it from the wording of our Mishnah. The Amud of Rabbi Akiva, because the Chacham said back to Rabbi Akiva, Heichen mitzinu ba'echel kol shehu chayiv, where do we find anywhere in the Torah that someone eats a minute amount to be liable? Shezeh chayiv, that you're saying over here by an oath that if he eats even a minute amount, he's going to be liable. That was what they were saying to Rabbi Akiva. On that says the Gemara of him Isa, but if it's true that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon, so lemelahu, then why didn't Rabbi Akiva just respond? What do you mean? You're telling me that we don't find this anywhere else in the Torah? Ano b'chala Torah kula k'Rabbi Shimon sfirle. What do you mean? I hold that like Rabbi Shimon in the whole Torah too, that you do find everywhere actually that you're chayiv in the kol shu. Which the Gemara answers, no, the divrei the Rabbanu kamlu. Yeah, you could say that maybe he holds like Rabbi Shimon, but he was responding to the Rabbanu according to their own reasoning. And that is, essentially he was saying, you're right. Lididi, according to me, b'chala Torah kula k'Rabbi Shimon sfirle. I hold like Rabbi Shimon throughout the entire Torah. And you're right, I hold everywhere yechayiv even the kol shu. But what he was telling them was, lididchu oideli miha, but according to you, and that you hold a kala Torah kula, you need a gezeis, at least admit to me the following rationale. The ha'ilam afarish chayiv, since if he specified he'd be chayiv even the kol shu, which is not the case by all of the surim, so stam nami chayiv, so therefore even unspecified he is going to be chayiv, which is that's what he was responding to them when he was saying that here if a person says words, he brings a carbon, which is usually not the case, and since the carbon is coming for not keeping to his word, so here also where he's not keeping to his word because someone that swears, his intention is even on a minute amount, where therefore even unspecified is like that he specifies. Which on that, Vamali Rabbanan, like that Rabban said, no, it's not the case. We disagree with that principle, and we don't hold that Stam is like Mefarish, and therefore they said that a Shvua has to have a Kazayas too. So there's no Raya from the wording of our Mishnah. Mashas Tashma, let's bring a Raya from Mishnah Masechtas Nazir. Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva, who we're trying to prove his opinion, he says, Nazir, who is forbidden to partake of wine or any derivative of grape or wine-related products. So it says, a Nazir, Shashara Pita Bayayin, he soaked his bread in wine. Is enough to combine between the wine and the bread, because the bread is drenched in wine. If you combine the elements, it's going to be the shear, the measurement of the size of an olive. Says Rabbi Akiva, chayiv, he's going to be liable for having a shear of what's forbidden for a nazir, because of a halacha what's known as heter mitzarf le'iser, where the permitted item of bread combines molecularly with the iser of wine. In the halachas of Yisur and Nazir, and that the Gemara learns out Masechta Pesachim Daf Mem Gimel Beis from the word mishras, which means a mixture. Any mixture, even of permitted bread, but it's mixed with the wine. Now the bread will combine towards the shir kazayas of the halacha of Nazir. Therefore, it's going to combine and chayiv is going to be chayiv for violating the Isur of Nazir. One thing says the Gemara veIsa Gadaita, but if you would think to say that Be'alma in general, Krib Shimon Sfirle, then all other halachas in the Torah, not just here in Shavuos. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon, then the person's chayivim no kol shu. So lamali letzarf. What do you need to combine the wine with the bread to make a shir of kezayas to be chayiv? What do you mean? Even a kol shu of wine, you chayiv on. Why would you need bread? Obviously, because he holds not like Rabbi Shimon. It's only over here, like the reason, like we said before. But another proof says the Gemara Tznan. Learn the Mishnah later on, Chav Beis and Mabeis. Says, Shvur shalo eichel. If someone takes an oath that I'm not going to eat food, eats non-kosher things, a dead animal, with a fatal flaw, creepy crawly creatures. So and that says the Mishnah. So chayiv. So he's going to be chayiv for a carbon shvua. Now, on that, says the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Paiter. However, Reb Shimon says, no, the person is going to be exempt. The reason for that is because of what's known as Mushba V'Oimid Mahar Sinai. Any Jew was already sworn already from Har Sinai not to partake of Nevela, something that's not kosher. And therefore, as the Gemara will tell us later on, a Shvuah is not Chal on the Devar Mitzvah. When the person is commanded to do something, you cannot take an oath to add to that, and therefore the oath is not going to take effect. And therefore, one is, if he violates the Issa of eating Nevela, it's not going to be Chayiv for a carbon for the oath that he took not to eat. That's their Machlekes. Says the Gemara Vavinba, we had asked regarding that Mishnah, according to the Tanna Kama, Amai Chayev, why are you liable for a carbon Shvuah? But isn't Reb Shimon correct? Mushba Mahar Sinaihu. A person's already commanded, already has an oath from Har Sinai not to eat a Nevela. How could one be Chayev for a carbon Shvuah for an oath not to eat a Nevela? So on that, Rav Shmuel, Reb Yechon, and Amit Tavayu, which actually all three of them, they said that you're right. If a person had only taken an oath not to eat a nevela, to eat something not kosher, so the oath would not take effect. But here, he said in general, I'm not going to eat food. We're bekayil dvarm hamatarm im dvarm harasurim, where this is what's called, he generalized an oath, including permitted items, with forbidden items. That, based on the principle of migui, is since the oath is taking effect on permitted items to him, so it also takes effect on things which are already forbidden to him in the isur ashvur too. Which Reb Shimon disagrees with that, and therefore he says that you're going to be potter, because he doesn't hold that an Isser could take effect on the Isser even through this halachic principle of Kail, which is being included with other things that are permitted. That's what Rabbi Shmuel Reb Yechon hold. Reish Lakish, he said that the reason of the Rabbanan that they hold the Yechayiv is not because of Kail, because you actually don't say, according to Reish Lakish, Kail by Isuri Shvua, as Reish Lakish explains his reasoning later on the Gemara. But rather, he says the reason why the Chum hold that you can be chayiv is because you're not going to find that the person can be chayiv a carbon shvua on eating the nevelo or shkatzim or masim, ella only by a chatzi shir, a half of the measurement, which a person actually was not sworn already from Har Sinai not to eat the nevelo, because by only surachila by the Har Sinai was only the measurement of, let's say, a kazayas. And therefore, the oath is going to take effect to be liable. Either when the person specifies, I'm not going to eat a chatzi shir, a half of the measurement, valibid rabbanan, like according to rabbanan in our Mishnah, that they hold that if you say it unspecified, the person's intention is not by a minute amount, it's only when you specify that they agree that you can be chayiv. So therefore, if he specifies a chatzi shir, then you chayiv, because nevela actually, you were not mushba mehar sinai, for regarding less than the share of a kezias. You say even half, then the shul could take effect. Or ibistam, or you could even explain the case, even if he said it unspecified, va'alib Rebbe Akiva, going like Rebbe Akiva, d'amma that he says that adam, a person that swears, I'm not going to eat, without specifying, his intention is, oyser asman b'kosher, that he makes himself forbidden even a minute amount. That's how Reish Lakish explains that halacha, how to be chayv according to the Tanna Kama, on eating the veils of treves, even though it's seemingly inish b'lekayim as a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, if you would entertain to say that Rabbi Kiva generally holds in every is in the Torah, like Rabbi Shimon, but then, what do you mean? Then even for Nevela, Trefish, Gotzmer, Muslim, you already were Mushba V'Aimim Mahar Sinai, even on less than the Shir, because it's even a kosher that you chayiv. How can you say that it's going to take effect because you were not Mushba V'Aimim less than the Kazayis, and you're taking it less than that, which Reish Lakish is saying, according to Rebbe Akiva, you could even say it in Stam, not like Rabban, that you would have to specify. What do you mean? Rebbe Akiva holds that you are Mushba V'Aimim on less than that, which how Reb Shimon holds. Ella, rather, a second proof that lav shmaminoa ba'amak rabban svirle. It must be that you're right. Generally, in every, in Kol HaTorah Kula, he actually holds like rabbanan, that for any isser, you need the share of a kezayis. And it's only over here by shvuah that it's different because, as we said, hoil mafarish chayiv, so stam nami chayiv. Shmaminoa, so the Gemara has two proofs to prove that Rebbe Akiva really holds not like Reb Shimon. Here, by the lochas of shvuah, is different, as we said before. Now, the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah that Amr led Rebbe Akiva, they said to Rebbe Akiva, as we mentioned before, Heichen Mitzina, where do we find that anywhere else in the Torah that a person would be liable for eating something forbidden by less than a shir, by even a minute amount, that you're saying over here, by Shvu, he'll be chayiv even if he eats a minute amount. Now, on that, Rebbe Akiva seemingly agreed to that, but he said a different reason why here would be different, because Shvu is different. On that, as the Gemara, but v'loy, is that really so that you don't find anywhere else by forbidden food items that you're not going to be chayiv less than a shir? But v'harei namala, but you have an ant or any small creature where everyone holds that if someone eats, you're going to be chayiv malchus, as we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Malchus of Yudgimel and Aleph, that Rebbe Shimon says to those his disputants, he says, don't you agree if someone eats an ant, even though it's a minute amount, he's going to be chayiv?
So that says the Gemara, which is actually how the Chacham responds to Reb Shimon over there. Yeah, because Ber Yashani, a full creature, is different because it's like it was created. That gives a distinction, and therefore it can be chayv. But generally, any forbidden items, it has to have a share of a kizayis. So that's not a raya. So do the Gemara ask, what do you mean? Vahari hektish, but you have a sanctified item, which a person is going to be chayv me'ila, even if it's just worth a pruta, even though it's less than the size of a kizayis. Says the Gemara, habi'in shava pruta. But you need it to be worth a pruta's worth, which that's its measurement. But you don't find anything less than its measurement to be chayiv on, like Rabbi Kiva is saying over here with Shavuos, but even a kolshu. But the Gemara says, but vahiri mefarish. But you have the case where a person specifies by an oath when he says, I'm not going to eat even a minute amount, and he eats a minute amount, he's going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, yeah, mefarish, when he specifies by his oath, nami kiberia, that's like a creature in other Isurim dummy, that's comparable, because what's the reason by a barrier, by a creature? It's because it's distinct, and it gives its chashivas. So when you specify something, you're also what's called achshava, you're giving a distinction, and you're making it forbidden on you, that's going to take effect. But in general, where do you find anywhere that's going to be less than a shir to be chayvan? But the Gemara asks, but vayri offer, but you have the case of dust. Someone takes an oath, I'm not going to eat dust. Which the assumption of the Gemara is that since it's not an edible item, so it wouldn't be appropriate to say that generally an eating, which that's the halacha of a kezayis, is because that's what a person usually eats. When he says eating, he means a shir kezayis. Dust is not an edible item, so it wouldn't normally have a shir. And you see, therefore, you can be chayv a kolshu. And so the Gemara says, and Ella, and if you're going to say that, no, you're right, that until it has a kezayis, that it's you're not going to be chayv for eating the dust if it's less than the kezayis, but then the Gemara says on top of Bezim and Alv, then Tifsha Debay Rava, then you should be able to resolve Rava's question. Because Rava had asked, Shavua Shaloi Oichel, if someone takes an oath, I'm not going to eat dust. Vachal often eats dust. He says, Bekama, how much would it take for a person to be chayiv? Says, ask the Gemara, Tifsha Ad Ikka Kezayis. Then you should be able to resolve his question and say that you could prove from our Mishnah, from the fact that it says, where do we find that you chayiv less than the share of kezayis? Obviously, you see that even by dust, it has to be kezayis. Which the Gemara says, no, because ki karmina, when do we say in the Mishnah that where do we find Yechayiv even less the Gezayis? That's b'midi debar achili karmina. In the Mishnah, they were telling him something that's edible. There you don't find anything. But therefore, regarding dust, we don't have a raya either way. Rubber could have his question regarding dust. But therefore, we don't find anything that's an edible item, which is what the case we're discussing in that Mishnah, with Rabbi Kiva, to be chayiv even less than mean to be chayiv even with a kolshu. The Gemara has one last question about vayri kanamis. But you have the laws of a neder. If someone says, Kainim kigazu alai, I take a neder that this piece of bread is forbidden on me. Where there, as the Gemara tells us later on, actually the isra is even with a kolshu. So the Gemara, no, kainim is nami kamefarish tami. A kainim is also like being explicit, because since he doesn't mention a term of eating, he just says the bread is forbidden. So the reason why we're saying is because eating for achilas of isser or any achila, that's a shir of kezayis. When you're saying something forbidden on you, well, that's like being specifying that even less than a shir, even minute amount, because in the object it could be even minute amount. But when you mention eating, that's what I'm telling to Rabbi Kiva, that we don't find anywhere less than the kezayis for you to say that for the laws of shuris it should be any different and say to be chayiv even a kol shuris.